And we have Doc Wallach on from criticalhealthnews.com, and we will get to your calls. We've got them for this hour, so let's take advantage of it. I've got emails. Tom's got some tweets and texts as well, so we'll try to help you out. Here's also a number. Just write it down. Keep it. You can call it anytime you want. People are always there. 1-855-949-RADIO. 1-855-949-RADIO. Welcome back to Coast to Coast. Doc Wallach with us. We'll get to your calls. Doc, I have an email in from Jimmy. I'm not going to give his last name, obviously, who says he suffers from morbid obesity and he also has hypothyroidism. What does he do?
Okay, well, hypothyroidism can be caused by deficiencies of any one of a number of nutrients. Doctors always think of iodine deficiency because iodine is a part of the thyroid hormone, thyroxine. But you're missing the other 89. You need all 90 to make your thyroid gland happy and functional, like your liver cells and brain cells and so on. Morbidly obese means he's 35 pounds or more overweight, and he could be a 400-pound guy, 6 foot tall. I deal a lot with people who are 440 to 600 pounds, and they can lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day.
Mm-hmm.
And what I like them to do is get rid of all the bad foods which contribute to the calories. Although I will say that being overweight and obese is due to a deficiency of one or more nutrients in a particular class of nutrients. It's not due to overeating or lack of exercise. The overeating is a symptom of a deficiency of these nutrients. So they need to give up, again, the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, the gluten, no wheat, bran, around oats, no carbonated drinks. They can, we have all kinds of sports drinks that are not carbonated. Have 100 nutrients in them. Gatorade has 2. Powerade has 6. Ours has 100. And then per body weight, it'd be 1 healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. So if they weigh 300 pounds, it'd be 3 healthy brain and heart packs per month. If they weigh 400 pounds, it'd be 4 healthy brain and heart packs per month, and so on. But the secret sauce here, George, for the weight loss is what we call REV, R-E-V. And REV actually is a liquid. It's in a dropper bottle, and he would need... morbidly obese, I'd have him get 2 bottles of REV per month and put a dropper full, not a drop, but a dropper full of REV liquid under his tongue 30 minutes before each meal, leave it absorbed through oral tissues, take a second dropper full 15 minutes before each meal, and leave it absorbed through oral tissues. Don't swallow it. If he swallows it, it won't hurt him, but it won't get maximum results. And it's not unusual. In fact, 90% of the time or more, you're going to lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. And as long as you stay on your supplement program, the 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids, you'll never gain the weight back. That's one of the magic pieces of our program, because we've actually discovered the exact cause of being overweight and obese. So you take these things, you'll never gain the weight back once you lose it.
Okay, back to the phones we go now. First-time caller Carl in Philadelphia. Carl, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hi, George. How are you?
Great. I hope you are too, Carl.
I listen to you all the time, and every time you have the doc on, I try to get through, and finally I did, and it's great.
Perfect. Perfect. Whatever you need.
I just passed the word around, even though I haven't tried any of the products yet, but now, you know, I want to. I'm actually calling for my sister. She's really sick. You know, nobody seems to know what's wrong with her. They're talking about celiac because she's got rashes on her arms. She's got most of the systems,
And does she have any respiratory problems like asthma or bronchitis? Or?
Yeah, she's a smoker. She's got, you know, she gets all that stuff. Sure. She probably has COPD, too, mm-hmm. You know.
Okay. Well, first of all, the diagnosis may not be too far off when you have celiac disease. If she has eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis, which could be interpreted as rashes on her skin, bowel problems,
really red.
Things like, you know, constipation, diarrhea, celiac disease. She could also have the respiratory problems, which could go along with the smoking, but also asthma, chronic bronchitis. These sorts of things indicate a gluten problem. So, how much does your sister weigh?
She weighs about 120, I'd say. Okay. She's about 5'2".
Sure. Does she have any other things like diabetes or high blood pressure or arthritis?
She claims she has arthritis in her back and her neck.
Okay, well, let's assume she does here, 120 pounds. And so you need to listen up because this is not a genetic thing, but your mother passed on. If you have the same mother, you have the same basic underlying problem of gluten intolerance as she does. If you have any other brothers and sisters, you need to notify them. If you have cousins from your mother's sisters, you need to let them know, too, because they will be afflicted with this. Some show it earlier than later. So anyway, at 120 pounds, I'd give her one healthy brain and heart pack per month, a half a dose of everything twice a day, cut it in half a dose every day, twice a day. I would also have her take what we call OxyBody. It's a great oxygen supplement. It's a liquid. I'd have her take one quart a month. She could take a tablespoon, which is a half ounce, half hour before breakfast, and a tablespoon, a half ounce before dinner time. Comes in several flavors. Very, very pleasant. The little kids like it. It's an oxygen supplement. And also, I'd have her take the digestive program here because she has celiac disease. I'd have her take the ultimate enzyme. She could take one or two of those, 2 minutes before each meal, a couple ounces of water. I'd also have her take what we call root beer belly. It's a little sprinkle. I'd tear open the pouch, sprinkle it on her tongue, say...
That's pretty good, by the way. I've tried that.
Oh, yeah, it tastes good. Kids love it. It's a great way to get your probiotics and helps your digestive system, which is paramount here when you have absorption problems. And you'll know that you're on the right track when her skin problems, the eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis, and the bronchitis, and that sort of stuff go away. And you have to watch all sources of gluten because of cross-contamination in the household. This includes dry dog food, dry cat food. You got to read the labels because the first four ingredients can be wheat, barley, rye, and oats. You got to get a dog and cat food that says gluten-free on the label and then read it and double-check it. Spouse, partner, mother-in-law, renter, kids, brothers and sisters, anybody living in the household has got to be gluten-free. And please don't tell me she works in a bakery or something like that. Okay, cross-contamination is horrible. And but this is a lifetime dietary change. This is a lifetime of supplementation. Because once you have gluten problems, you can never get rid of them. You always have gluten problems, but you can avoid the consequences by getting gluten-free so you can increase the efficiency of absorption and nutrients.
Now, we're throwing a lot of information your way, and you can pick it up by calling also 1-855-949-7234 in case you miss anything. Carl, anything else here for you?
Well, I was wondering, you said I could get this too?
Oh, yes, sir. Actually, what do you weigh?
260, I'm 5'10".
260 is 5'10".
Okay, 260. Well, you're morbidly obese here. You need to, at 5'10", I didn't want you to get down to 175 to 180 kind of thing. So it's 20s. You need to lose about 80 pounds. I'd have you take three of the healthy brain and heart packs per month. You got to get on the same diet as your sister. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten. Three healthy start packs per month, a full dose for everything at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And the weight, I would also get two bottles of the Rev, R-E-V. Put a dropper full under your tongue 30 minutes for each meal. Put a second dropper full under your tongue 15 minutes for each meal. Let it absorb through oral tissues. And it's going to require two dropper bottles a month of the Rev, R-E-V, to accomplish that. You'll lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. And, you know, I take people who are 440, 450 pounds, they get them down to 165 in 7 months.
Wow.
They never gain
the
weight
dramatic.
Back.
That is dramatic. Tom's got another tweet or a text for us. What do you have back there, Tommy?
Hey, Doc, this is from Carla in Cincinnati. I blend broccoli, a banana, and tangy tangerine every morning. Is 7 days a week too much of a good thing for the body?
The only thing that might be a little too much of every day for a week is the broccoli. It's a part of the cruciferous vegetable group, cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, and kale. And the cruciferous vegetables actually interfere with thyroid function. And so,
oh, really? I didn't know that.
So you have to avoid all the bad foods, the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, and the glutens. And in your case here, I would definitely just do the broccoli thing once a week. I wouldn't do it every day. I'd rather see you use carrots or cucumbers or something like that than the broccoli. Or any other cruciferous vegetables.
Next up, we go to Joe in the Bronx. Hi, Joe. Good morning.
Hey, George, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, I wanted to ask Dr. Wallach. I have kind of like it feels like a sunburn or rash about 6 inches up from my kneecap on my left thigh area.
Okay.
It hurts off and on. You know, it kind of feels like a sunburn. What can I do for that, and what do you think is the cause of it?
Okay, well, how long have you had it? Is this just a recent thing, the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, it's a recent thing, started about a month ago, I'd say.
Okay, never had it before?
Never had it before.
Okay, do you have any respiratory problems, any asthma, bronchitis?
Not that I know of.
Okay, what about bowel problems? Any constipation, diarrhea, irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's disease?
Nothing really.
We really get personal on this show, Doc, don't we?
I'm pretty regular, too.
Okay. Well, I would definitely get rid of any gluten. How old are you?
I'm 58.
Okay, and how much do you weigh?
About 190, 195.
Okay. Do you have a dog or a cat in the house?
No.
Okay. Well, I would definitely get rid of the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, the gluten. Get those bad inflammatory foods out of your life. It could be the first manifestation of a chronic gluten problem. You know, kids are born with gluten problems, and oftentimes it won't show up until you're in your 40s and 50s. Mm-hmm. And people say, I've been eating oatmeal for breakfast all my life.
Right.
Yeah, and then suddenly now when you're 50 years old, you start getting eczema on your thigh. You get behind your right ear. You get on your elbow. That's what I would try. Get rid of all the bad stuff, the fried foods, the processed meats, oils, the gluten. What do you weigh?
I weigh about 190, 195. I'm 5'8".
Okay. So I'd go ahead with 2 Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month. And topically on the skin, if it itches or is pain, or like you say, it feels like sunburn, I would use our CM cream. It comes in a wide mouth jar, all natural.
Okay.
And you apply it, kind of like a teaspoon on that rash or that eczema,
right,
and kind of spread it around with your fingers. And in about 10, 15 minutes, you'll get significant or total itch and pain relief for about 3 to 5 hours.
Okay. Is this a persistent situation?
Well, yes. You've got to give up gluten, and this is a lifetime deal. Once it starts showing up, you can't ever go back and eat oatmeal. You can't, have bread. Although we do have Go Foods, our division called Go Foods, that we do have gluten-free bread.
Mm-hmm.
We have gluten-free cereals, gluten-free biscuits and buns and cookies, gluten-free flours where you can make your own gluten-free pancakes and waffles.
Okay.
Go
let me ask you about aloe vera. Is aloe vera beneficial for this situation to just topically put some on?
I don't think it would hurt.
Yeah, it can't hurt. Can't hurt.
All right, Joe, thank you. Appreciate you being part of the program. Some people are gluten tolerant, are they not?
It's very few are gluten tolerant, George. About 95% of all human beings are gluten intolerant.
Really?
Yeah, it's quite widespread, and it's nothing new. Back a couple thousand years ago, when Egyptian and the farmers from around the Holy Land switched from millet as a grain to wheat was just a wild grass, but it has a 3-inch grain head, okay, whereas millet only has a 1/2-inch grain head. So you triple or quadruple your yield per acre of ground just by switching from millet to wheat. And so the Egyptian physicians started seeing new diseases they'd never seen before thousands of years ago for people who had switched to wheat as a source of grain to make bread and other things.
Let's go to Jenny in Washington, west of the Rockies. Hi, Jenny. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I have a condition called MTHFR, and I don't know if the doctor is familiar with
it. I've never heard of it. How does it manifest itself?
What is that, Jen?
Okay, it's a DNA mutation, and it means that you don't methylate, and you don't get rid of toxins very well, and you don't produce or take B12, B6,
okay,
those type of...
Okay, stop there for a minute. How does it manifest in you? Do you get pernicious anemia because you can't absorb B12? Do you get skin problems like eczema, dermatitis? Do you get asthma? Do you get diarrhea? I mean, how does this manifest itself in you?
A bunch of different ways, not so much topically because I've taken some of the dietary information that you give out and have cut out the gluten and those type of things. But pain, I don't regulate body temperature very well, those type of things.
Mm-hmm. Okay, by pain, you're talking about like muscle pain, joint pain?
Correct.
Okay.
And apparently this makes you more susceptible to stroke and heart issues as you get older.
Okay. Well, I would be definitely gluten-free because what makes you susceptible to stroke as you get older, is a deficiency of omega-3s, which prevent thrombotic stroke, blood clot stroke. Also, minerals, certain minerals will prevent bleeding and strokes in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so you can't absorb those things when you have gluten problems. So I can see where they would say they predict that you have this down the line, you're more at risk of getting these problems. And so that goes along with an absorption problem. So no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten. That includes your dog, your cat, your bird, your fish, spouse, partner, mother-in-law, everybody in the household, your kids. Do you have any children?
No, I don't.
Okay. Brothers and sisters?
Yes.
Okay, do they have any health problems, skin problems, asthma, diarrhea, Crohn's disease, anything like that?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Yeah, what you have is not genetic. When doctors don't know what you got, they'll give you a big, long name of something. I'm surprised they didn't name it after some German doctor. But, yeah, these things are not genetic. They are a gluten result of a chronic gluten intolerance. And what do you weigh again?
I weigh 140.
140, okay. I'd go ahead and take one Healthy Brain and Heart pack per month, get an extra bottle of our selenium, so you can take six of those a day, two for breakfast, two for lunch, two for dinner. For the pain, I would also take the CM cream topically, get some trauma oil from our Ancient Legacy Aromatherapy Division, put five or six drops of the trauma oil, T-R-A-U-M-A, trauma oil, in a teaspoon of the CM cream, apply that to your painful joints. Another doctor might call this fibromyalgia or lupus or things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And so you should get, again, within 10, 15 minutes, a significant or total pain relief for 3 to 5 hours. And it wouldn't hurt to throw in the glucogel. I would throw in the glucogel. I get two large bottles of glucogel a month. That's 240 capsules. Take 15 a day, five at breakfast, lunch, and dinner, which is raw material to support and promote maintenance and repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone matrix, bone itself. And that's going to kind of cover all of your complaints there. But this is a lifetime deal, being gluten-free, no fried foods and processed meats and oils. It's going to be a lifetime deal supplementing because of a reduction in absorption efficiency. And you should see very quickly the pain go away. Your energy should come back. If you want a nice gluten-free energy drink, we have two of them. One is called Gushing Grape Pollen Burst. We have two other pollen bursts, but they have gluten in them. But the Pollen Burst Gushing Grape is gluten-free. And then, of course, we have the Rebound, which is our sports drink that has 100 nutrients in it. Gatorade has 2 nutrients. Powerade has 6, and our Rebound has 100.
All right, Doc, we're going to get to the break pretty soon, but I want to get the website out again at criticalhealthnews.com and a number to call, where he's got an army of people there to help give you information as well, especially if you don't get on the program. We're going to have a final segment with the doc when we come back. 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-7234. Really quickly, a lady writes, Jenna, she's an epileptic. She wants to get off all her antipsychotic drugs and everything else. Asking you about marijuana. Now, I know you don't deal with that, but what do you think?
Well, marijuana is kind of a romantic way to get omega-3 essential fatty acids. That's what they're looking for when they have seizures. And I would want to know from this person, and I'll take a guess here, that they were not born with this, that they acquired these seizures later on in life.
Yeah, it seems like they acquired it.
Yeah. And so, because usually when you get epilepsy, you're born with it. When you have acquired seizures, they're called acquired seizures later on in life, whether you're 8 years old or 30 or 50. And, of course, ever since Woodstock and, you know, the days of the hippie and so forth, everybody just dreamed when marijuana was going to be legalized and so forth. And the medical value of marijuana, by prescription, of course, is you can get some pain relief, you can get reduction of stress, and also you get the omega-3 essential fatty acids, which will reduce the risk of thrombotic stroke or coronary thrombosis, and also is a great thing for the brain to function better.
We'll go to the break, Doc, but we'll come back and finish that segment up and take final calls next. We're going to come back in a moment with Doc Wallach. Our final questions from you, of course, from criticalhealthnews.com. And that toll-free number again for people who are out there, because I'm getting emails flooding. People are missing the number, calling some other business, so write it down. 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back, Doc Wallach, with us, criticalhealthnews.com. Doc, let's finish up about pot, marijuana. I have a question about selenium, then we'll go to final calls.
Okay, well, just briefly to finish off on the pot thing, unfortunately, there's a downside to the pot. It is addictive. The car accidents are going up in Colorado and Washington, where they've legalized pot for recreational use. And it's unfortunate we're going to see a spike in birth defects in both those two states. And there are six other states that have legalized marijuana for recreational use.
Including California, right?
I think California, too, yep. And so basically what happens is young couples will spend their disposable money on legal pot for recreational use, and they won't buy any vitamins and minerals. Most women miss two or three periods before they start taking prenatal vitamins, and the embryo is already damaged. You're going to see more babies born with microcephaly. It's not a Zika virus thing. It's a nutritional deficiency early in pregnancy. Also, you're going to see more Down syndrome. You're going to see more transgenders. You're going to see more lesbians and gays. You're going to see more asexual people, spinsters. You will see more people with cerebral palsy. You'll see more kids with birth defects of all kinds, including muscular dystrophy, cystic fibrosis, heart defects, because they've spent their disposable money on pot for the pleasure side of it, as opposed to spending their money on supplements to prevent birth defects.
And they only have so much money to go around.
Exactly.
Selenium. You're a booster on selenium. What does it do for the body?
Well, that's one of my nine lawsuits against the FDA and federal court, and I prevailed, where I can say, without worry from the government attacking me, that supplementation of selenium will significantly reduce the risk of cancer. Now, this goes back to April of 1912, when two universities in medical schools in Canada and two in the United States combined their efforts, and they looked at supplementation with selenium, which is one-fifth of a milligram, 200 micrograms per 100 pounds of body weight, in families that had three or four generations of cancer, and in laboratory animals. And very quickly, they found that it would supplementing with selenium alone would reduce the risk of colon cancer by 95%, prostate cancer by 69%, and breast cancer by 82%. And no medical journal would publish it in Canada and the United States, so they had to publish it in one of these hobby magazines, Popular Mechanics,
where
people learned how to, it's kind of a weird place to put it.
Yeah, or Popular Science or something like that.
Yeah, it was Popular Mechanics.
Wow.
But anyway, okay. It's a required nutrient. We've known it since 1957.
I take it every day. I love it.
Prevents liver disease, prevents heart disease, prevents cataracts, prevents cancer. Got to have it.
I notice in some supplements, Doc, that it might have some of the same supplements you find in other things, like the vitamin B complex. I'll find that in the selenium package and then in Tangy Tangerine, and then some other things. Can you get too much of something like that?
Well, you have to eat 60 bottles a day.
It's
very difficult to. And, of course, this is tracked every year with what they look at as calls to the FDA and calls to the government and calls to the doctors and CDC, because people are damaged by taking supplements. Each year there's, on an average, about 600 complaints. These calls, 400 of them are usually herbs where they get itchy skin and they get diarrhea, that kind of stuff. Too much vitamin C will give you diarrhea. And vitamins, of course, can cause, again, itchy skin and diarrhea. Again, vitamin C. But mostly it's herbs, 400 herbs and maybe 200 vitamin complaints. When it comes to prescription drugs, you're looking at 500,000 negative complaints a year. To the government on prescription drugs, 500,000 compared to 600 for vitamins, minerals, and herbs. And most of those are deaths.
All right, let's go to Tom. Final text or tweet for the night. Go ahead, Tom.
This one is a tweet from Troll.
Troll?
Troll.
Okay.
Doc, how do you stop or slow down progression of pulmonary fibrosis?
Okay, well, first of all, pulmonary fibrosis is caused by a combination of things, including inflammation. Got to stay away from smoking. Got to stay away from dust and chemicals and solvents and things like that, and paints. And so this individual, if they're working in such a place, they need to use respiratory safety equipment to prevent inhaling that kind of thing. But per 100 pounds of body weight, and again, they got to get rid of all the inflammatory foods, fried foods, processed meats, oils, and gluten. But I'd also have them take one Healthy Brain and Heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. I'd have them take the OxyBody, which is an oxygen supplement. They could take 1 ounce twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. And I would take the OxyBody, which tastes very good, maybe an hour before breakfast and a second dose an hour before dinner time, so it's 2 quarts a month. I would also throw in respiratory support from our Good Herbs division. Take a dose of breakfast and dinner, so that will be 2 bottles of the respiratory support from our Good Herbs division. And lastly, to get the circulation going through the lungs properly, where you're going to transfer more oxygen into the blood, I would use what we call the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. And I'd have them take 3 twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. So if they weigh 150, it'd be 3 times a day and so on. And these will support and promote healthy blood flow through the lungs. It'll support healthy blood pressure. It'll support healthy maintenance of the lung tissue itself. Great antioxidant points as well.
Jonathan in Orlando, east of the Rockies. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi.
Hey, good to have you with us.
Thank you, sir, and God bless you for all you do.
Thank you.
I love you.
Yes, sir. How can we help you?
This is a little hard to say, so I'll just try to spit it out. I'm an alcoholic. I've been for 20 years. I quit once, and I had a symptom about 24 hours after I stopped, this itching in my skin. Mm-hmm. It's like it's coming from the inside, and it's everywhere. Sure. I was telling Tom it's like underneath my eyelids, up my nasal passages, everywhere on my body. And
okay,
it's
well, just
so
quickly, when you say you're an alcoholic, are you drinking beer, are you drinking scotch, are you drinking wine? What are you drinking?
20 years of whiskey every day.
Okay, well, good whiskey is made from wheat, barley, rye, or oats, you know, rye whiskey, that sort of thing. Whiskeys are made from wheat, barley, rye, and oats, so you have a gluten problem. This will cause this horrible itching all over the place on withdrawals and when you reacquire consumption of this alcohol, whether it's beer, whiskey, scotch, bourbon, rye, any of these things. They're made from wheat, brown, or oats. You got to give all that up. And then I would take one Healthy Brain and Heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight, and I would carry with you a quart bottle of our cherry mints. And every time you crave a drink of alcohol, I would take an ounce of the cherry mints. For the first couple of weeks, it might be 6 times a day, 10 times a day. But if you really want to quit and be an ex-alcoholic, we do this a lot. We've got actually quite a few former alcoholics working with us, helping people. We have kind of an AA program for alcoholics because we can actually help them get off of alcohol or drugs or smoking by using this method. You take the 90 essential nutrients, one Healthy Brain and Heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight, get rid of the fried foods, processed meats, oils, and gluten, get rid of the alcohol. And, of course, every time you crave the alcohol, you take a ounce of the cherry mints. Tastes very good. If you prefer, we have a strawberry kiwi fruit tasting minerals. Either one of those will work. So you need to carry that bottle with you, and you got to be obsessive about it. Every time you think you're craving alcohol, take an ounce of that, and then after a couple of weeks, you'll be down to just a couple ounces a day, and just stay on it.
Doc, what if he's got more gallons? Fibers under his skin and things.
Well, basically,
like that.
What I'm looking for when it comes to Margallons, I've had literally thousands of people tell me about it. I say, give me a picture of it. Save one of these little wormy things that come out of your skin in a bottle of alcohol and ship it to me. Okay? Or show me a picture of it under the microscope.
Do a little pathology check or something.
Exactly. I want to see what it is because I've never seen one. I've never seen one in a parasitology book, pictures, or anything. And so I need to see one myself, and I'll be able to help them.
Charles from Columbus, Ohio, writes he's taking zinc. He does not want to take testosterone shots or the gel, but his testosterone level is low. What does he do?
Okay, got to get gluten-free, no wheat, barley, rye, and oats, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils. Got to take one Healthy Brain and Heart pack for 100 pounds of body weight. If he only weighs 120, 130 pounds, get another bottle of selenium.
Does not say.
Okay, so at least one Healthy Brain and Heart pack for 100 pounds of body weight. And then I would throw in two other things. One, the male hormone support from our Good Herbs. Male hormone support from Good Herbs. You can take 2 doses a day. It'd be 2 bottles, 2 dropper bottles a month. And then I would throw in the Zera test. Xeratest, X-E-R-A-T-E-S-T. Take two or three of those tablets twice a day. It's two bottles a month. That gives the testicles everything it needs to make the hormones. Now, here's the secret. The secret sauce in your diet for hormones. The secret sauce for the hormones is eggs. Eggs have the raw materials for the testicles.
Eggs?
Testosterone. Eggs. You know, the little.
You love eggs. Chicken. How many do you eat a day?
I eat about 10 to 12 a day.
Wow. What about zinc? Will that help him?
Well, zinc helps, but he's 89 short.
Yeah. Okay. I see what you mean.
But he also, zinc is not, he needs cholesterol, so that's where the eggs come in. You won't need Viagra. You won't need Cialis. You won't need testosterone patches if you eat. In fact, there was a wonderful case report that was written up in the New England Journal of Medicine in March of 1991, where an 88-year-old guy was having the sex life of an 18-year-old, and they asked this guy, what are you doing? He says, I eat 25 eggs a day.
25 eggs?
He says, well, why do you eat 25 eggs a day? The doctor, this is a doctor inquiring, why are you eating 25 eggs a day? Because it makes me more studly. And that's because the cholesterol in the egg yolks are what the testicles use to make testosterone. Testosterone is 95% by weight cholesterol.
Let's go to Shira in Sacramento. Hi there. Welcome to the show again.
Hello. Happy New Year.
You too.
Happy New Year.
Hi. Okay, I have a ton of questions, but I'm going to try to get it really condensed. So I have this superfecta of autoimmune conditions, ITP, lupus, fibromyalgia, and sarcoidosis.
Okay, stop.
I'm doing much better since I've been doing natural stuff.
Okay.
I'm not doing corticosteroids or that anymore.
Okay, I don't need any more information except what do you weigh?
About 116, maybe. I'm 5'3".
Is that 160 or 116?
116.
116, okay.
116, 117, somewhere
yeah,
around
okay.
there.
That's fine. I need to give up all the bad stuff, and it sounds like you're working that direction. Absolutely no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, wheat, brought around oats, no carbonated drinks, even ones you think of as being benign, you know, like things like ginger ale and club soda, that kind of thing. Can't have those. The carbonation neutralizes your stomach acid, so you can't absorb nutrients. And I would also have you take two bottles of glucogel, so you can take 15 of those a day, five at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They're designed to support and promote healthy maintenance and repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue of the skin, disc between the vertebrae, bone matrix. I would also throw in the Immortalium. Take two or three of those tablets twice a day.
I still like the name of that one.
Immortalium, yep.
Yeah,
right. It's designed to support stem cell function. And you can have the best genes in the world in your skin and your connective tissue if you're diagnosed with lupus and fibromyalgia, but they can't function and repair things without those 90 essential nutrients. And so so in addition to the 90 essential nutrients, one healthy brain and heart pack for you, a half a dose of everything twice a day, get an extra bottle of selenium. So you can take a total of 6 selenium a day, 2 at breakfast, 2 at lunch, 2 at dinner. But I would also throw in the Immortalium. I'd take 2 or 3 of those tablets twice a day. And this is to stimulate the stem cells in your connective tissue, so the stem cells will be able to, again, support and promote maintenance and repair. And if you have pain, you can get the CM cream and the trauma oil. Put 5 drops of trauma oil in the CM cream. Apply that to the joints, knees, hips, shoulders, neck, lower back, any place you have pain, muscle groups, and you'll get within 10, 15 minutes significant or total pain relief for 3 to 5 hours after a couple of weeks, couple of months. You won't need to do that because your body will have rebuilt itself. How long do you need to stay gluten-free forever? How long do you have to supplement with the 90 essential nutrients for life?
And sure, I'll give you one more question. Go ahead.
I was wanting to know how much turmeric is safe to take if you have bleeding conditions like ITP, and also if there's anything that you can recommend for energy and also for migraines with flashes. That's for my mom. I mean.
Okay, well, if you get gluten-free and take all these supplements, the odds are your migraines are going to go away. But for energy, again, I'd like to use, we have a energy drink that's called Gushing Grape, okay, Gushing Grape, and it's called Pollen Burst. There's 2 other Pollen Bursts, but they have gluten in them. The Gushing Grape is gluten-free. Also, our Rebound has 100 nutrients in it. You can get it non-carbonated in the powder form, crystal form. I would use that. You can get it in either a canister or a box of 30 little pouches called sticks. We do sell it in 24 cans, but the cans have about 10% of the carbonation of a soft drink. Not a lot, but it's still carbonation. If you're going to be using them during sports events, if you're going to drink, I like to drink the canned ones while I'm driving it in the middle of the night to get from one town to the next. and keep me awake.
And you hit many towns.
Oh, my gosh. I gave 400 lectures last year, George.
My gosh. My gosh.
And we're headed that direction already this year.
All right, sure. Good luck. I hope that works for you. And again, if you need to call someone, because we're throwing a lot of information your way, call 1-855-949-RADIO. You can also go to criticalhealthnews.com. George in Phoenix, let's get you in here. George, go ahead.
Yes, good morning. Congratulations on your 13 years.
14. And 14.
14, but you're coming from 13.
Yes, sir. Exactly.
But anyways, about 7 weeks ago, I diagnosed with kidney cancer. They tell me I have a rare tumor on my left kidney, about the size of a baseball, and they plan on taking it out sometime this month. But I went to my PCP and, you know, asked him about pain control, and his suggestion to me was to go to a pain clinic and request a medical marijuana card, and with that, I fired him because I don't need that stuff, and I'll never take it. When I was in the service, I didn't take it, and now that I'm back to being a civilian again, I still won't take it. But anyways, that's all I have to say.
Don't take it.
Okay, go ahead, Doc. We've got about 2 minutes.
I'm sorry, I missed the last sentence. What is his problem?
He's got a tumor.
That's right, the kidney tumor. Okay. That's a surgery removal of the kidney can usually, unless it's already spread, it can affect a cure immediately by eliminating it because the kidney tumor is usually spread late. And so if you can take the kidney out with that tumor before it's spread, it will affect a cure. For pain relief, I would actually use what we call the CM Plus capsules. He could take 3 or 4 or 5 of those 2 or 3 times a day. It'll require 3 bottles a month of the CM Plus capsules. Whether you have really serious arthritis pain, if you have tumor pain, you have any kind of internal pain, things like lupus, fibromyalgia, gallbladder pain, it's an amazing thing. This little product, CM Plus capsules, and I like the soft gels. They come in both the hard capsules as well as the soft gels. I like the soft gels because it's a liquid in there instead of powder. And so I load and unload trucks a lot, and so every once in a while I'll hurt myself. So I'll use the CM cream and the trauma oil externally, but I also take the CM Plus capsules orally, and just does a fantabulous job.
What kind of year are you expecting in 2017, Doc?
Well, I've already spoken last year in September to the United Nations. Again, that's my second time I spoke to them. Right now we're in the progress of speaking to them again this month, February and March. We're going to be going to United Nations functions around the world, and we're very, very excited. And so we're taking this to the world now, and so we cannot thank you enough for all you do. And, of course, every place I go, it's kind of interesting, no matter what country I go to, you know, they all say, you know, I heard you on George Norrie.
We are international, Doc.
Yeah.
All right, you take care of yourself. We'll talk to you next month. Doc Wallach, of course, one of our chief sponsors of the show. They love Coast to Coast. CriticalHealthNews.com is the website. The toll-free number, 1-855-949-RADIO.